Welcome to the 15-question pop quiz for Sukkah Daf Hey and the three bonus questions from previous Masechtas. Number one, which did they learn that a house that is less than 4x4 amos is patur from mezuzah and ma'aka? That's on Daf Gimel. Good. Number two, which did they learn that the kaporis was one tefach thick from the height of the miskeres, the border of the shulchan? That's on Daf Hey, good. Number three, which daf do the mechos beisham beisil, whether one can sit in a sukkah with the table inside the house? That's on Daf Gimel. Good. Number four, which daf do one that a sukkah 10 tefachim high with hutzim dangling within it is a dira srucha? That's on Daf Dalet. Good. Number five, which daf do one Rabbi Yoshi has said in the name of Rav that the mechos regarding a sukkah above 20 amas is only when the defanos are not magios hoschach? That's on Daf Base. Good. Number six, which daf were three reasons given for the source that a sukkah above 20 amas is possible? That's on Daf Base. Good. Number seven, which daf did we learn that the Chachamim said that one should say vidui before the suda mafsachis lest he becomes intoxicated at the suda? That's on Daf Pezayin and Yuma. Good. Number eight, which daf did we learn that one can place a shittuv in a house that is less than 4x4 amas? That's on Daf Gimel. Good. Number nine, which daf d'gun haroa care b'yom kippurim and lives out the year will be zochet to live a long life and see many offspring? That's on Daf Peches and Yuma. Good. Number ten, which daf d'gun that the 10 tefachim height is for the interior airspace of the sukkah, which was learned from the sheltering wings of the keruvim? That's on Daf Hey. Good. Number 11, which daf do we learn good asik will not work in the case of a sukkah because it's a dira and requires walls that are noticeable? That's on Daf Dalet. Good. Number 12, which daf do we learn the minimum requirement of 10 tefachim for a sukkah wall is learned from the height of the arna and the kaporas? That's on Daf Hey. Good. Number 13, which daf do we learn the gadol tshuva shemaga'as and kisei and kavod? That's on Daf Pevav and Yuma. Good. Number 14, which daf do Malchus Tanaim, whether Ne'ilah said during the day or at night? That's on Daf Peches and Yuma. Good. And number 15, which daf do you learn that Dovan Akuma works in the case of an Itzdaba, even if the third wall was a puzzle wall? That's on Daf Dalet. Excellent. Now the three bonus questions. Number one, which daf do you learn why the Shpud Shel Rimon was used for the carbon Pesach and not a metal spit? That's on Daf Ein Dalet and Pesachim. Good. Number two, which daf do we have the machokas when the Aseres Hadibros were given? That's on Daf Pevav and Shabbos. Good. And number three, which daf do we have residents of steep cities age prematurely? That's on Daf Nun Vav and Erev. Excellent. That concludes the Bob Quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman. Zichron, wishing you a great day and great learning.